I got no friends on Facebook, and I'm happy with it, and I don't even have my real name.
I noticed.
Oh, that's right, because I found your ad for the block.
Yeah, it's not a no.
What?
He's
Sorry.
corrected you on this multiple
You made
times.
it sound like it was a bare engine block before. It just has valve covers and an oil pan or something.
No retort for that? All right, cool.
No,
We're not doing a podcast or anything for you to like talk
oh, you
during.
want me to retort? I'm sorry. It just
Yeah,
looked like a block. I was
go.
like, okay,
It's a
cool.
podcast.
So
Well, maybe
can
that's my problem.
I?
Maybe that's why I haven't sold it. Despite the description and the title saying complete long block, you know. But what I realized is people probably don't know what that means.
I just like it was like, oh, cool, complete long block, and it didn't occur to me. Oh, it has pistons crank.
That's what a long block is. Yeah. You know what? A short block has those too. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page on these terms
Yeah.
because
I just.
it turns out maybe the internet is not, and that's maybe.
What does it mean if it's dressed?
Oh, it's got all of its accessories. Fully
Hey, fully
dressed.
dressed.
Which
Yeah.
yours is
if it's
not.
stage three, though.
Oh, well, that's super talk. I don't know.
Mine is not. Mine's fully naked, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's hot.
It's so hot.
So hot.
Yeah, and it's also not selling. I finally responded to somebody that just blindly shot me a number, which is my least favorite thing we've talked about on
Yep.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
Like when
Yep.
someone just sends you
God.
400, I just say 500. And you know, I like to just send three or four numbers back until they say like, "What do you mean?" And I say, "What do you mean?"
What did you mean?
I thought we were just saying
Just
numbers to
saying
each other.
numbers, like cool
So
numbers, not cool numbers,
I
like.
waited. I waited while somebody lowballed the shit out of me, and I waited like a day. And finally, I was like, "You know what? I really need this gun." So I just replied, "Sure, come and get it." No response.
They just ghosted after that.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah, that's
I was like,
that's
"Okay."
usually how shit like that goes. Offer you money to see what they could get it for, and they don't even have the money or the ability to come and get what they're saying they're going to come buy.
Yeah. Yeah. So. In a week and a half, I'm just gonna roll that sucker out into the middle of the street with a free sign, like you do with a sofa, and hope for the best.
No, see, the problem with that
I'll take
is
it.
that people will think that there's something wrong with it at that point.
Yeah.
So what you got to do is you put it out there with a sign on it that says $100 and it'll get
Ooh.
stolen quicker than you can imagine. Like
Quicker
that's
than I could actually
yeah,
give it away
that's
for free.
my one of my former coworkers, he was telling me a story about he had this washer dryer, couldn't sell it, couldn't sell it, couldn't sell it. Anything he did, put it out on the street, free sign, stayed there for 2 weeks. It was a washer dryer. And then he changed the sign to $100. It was gone that night. Somebody came and stole it because it said $100 on
Oh man. You know, Tyson would appreciate this. One time when he had his rabbit, he found a free sofa and we picked it up. I think maybe it was like a love seat and we put it on the the crossbars of his. Were you there for that?
I don't think so. I think I.
Was it your house?
No.
It was the blue rabbit.
Was it the blue rabbit?
Yeah, and we put it on.
So
At least maybe I'm
it probably would
conflating
have.
it, but
Yeah, the blue rabbit wouldn't have been when he was
with you.
living with
Okay.
me anymore. That
Okay.
came after when they had moved out.
Yeah, so we put it on the top. It might have been the four door. I don't know. But either way, we put it on there. It was hilarious. It was the whole size of it.
He didn't have that when we were living together either.
It might have been previous then. I
That
don't know.
was, yeah,
This was
because
long ago.
when he first moved in, he had recently traded the brown rabbit for that Baja for the 58. And then when he moved, by the time he had moved out, he had gone through those two Mark Threes, the red Cité and the black one. And then he moved out, and that's when he found, or did I find? I can't remember, the blue rabbit.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was like a
No,
year.
he that was the one he found on his runs back and forth to the valley,
Yeah.
dropping the kid off. So
That was a cool car. It was a little too far gone to do anything serious with, but it was a cool car.
it was the right amount of gone to do the things that He did to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And then it was found again in Portland.
Oh, really?
Later on with wheels and what was it? It was the Epsilon five spokes.
Okay.
And it was just parked on the street in Portland. It was Phil found it and sent me a picture of it. And I was like, hey, that's my buddy Tyson's old rabbit.
That's crazy. Dude, while we're talking about Portland and wheels, that lawnmower thing really grinds my gears. So Lauren, right? Was it Lauren that sent it to us? Okay, so Lauren sends us this Facebook Marketplace listing for a riding lawnmower that's like slammed with Epsilons on it.
Yeah.
Looks kind of cool. Yeah. It looks neat. Like it's useless, but it looks neat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where it's, they're joking around. Somebody says, oh, is this, was it, did he say, is it, was that you, Jesse, or something? I don't know. There was some like weird thing.
Yeah. He said, is it me?
And yeah. Like, no way. So we go through the whole thing and I didn't really look at the ad. I just looked at the picture, which is typical me. And then later I just clicked on the ad just cause I was like, what? I mean, this is weird.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. But no one in their right mind should pay $1,000 for I don't even know what to call it. It's not a go-kart. It's not a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
It has fine wheels on it that might be worth part of that price, but, and a ton of work. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, if the tires are new.
The weird tires,
Maybe $1,000 and you get a free lawnmower chassis.
But I was just what do you do with this? And also it doesn't work.
Oh, well, you know,
it doesn't.
Like,
it
was like, you got to finish the project.
It's all for,
like,
looks.
What do you think? It's worth like $2,500 when it's done. Like, I don't understand this at all.
It's pretty niche. Yeah.
It's a little niche. Maybe you should put it on Bring a Trailer. Very unique.
Ooh, yeah. Well, it has to run to go on that though.
Good point. Well, so. Even the name says Bring a Trailer.
Yeah,
it seems
and
like.
They still say it needs to be a running vehicle.
This this ad reminds me of that time Tyson's, or when Cher got posted on CVT's website with the tent on top, and somebody commented back and said, the tent is worth more than the truck.
Yep.
The wheels on this are worth more than the lawnmower.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if your wheels are worth more than your car, you're doing it right, if you ask me.
That's fine.
But.
Well, there is like a,
that's what, there's
a diminishing return.
Yeah, there is a line. When you're talking about, you know, our cheap European and Japanese shit that were just shit boxes that are slammed and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it should be, is your wheels should be worth more than the car.
They should be. Yeah, it's that was a weird thing. It didn't like make me upset enough to say anything about it, but internally I was like, What are we doing here? This is stupid. And I'm fine with like a slammed lawnmower, even those silly skateboard things or whatever people want to do to get do their weird non-car things.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not worth anything. All of those are just things that you do because you want to make it, like not because you could turn around and sell it. You got to give that thing away or crush it. Like there's no in between. It's like the washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to put it out with a sign that says $100. And take the wheels off of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm 100% the opposite of you. I think that all that shit's stupid.
Okay, well, including that one?
The crawler lawnmowers and the mini cars that you're turning into crawlers and shit like that. I hate it. I think it's totally fucking stupid. It's a waste of time.
It's not something I do, but...
It's like your gambler culture thing, like how you hate gambler culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Same.
It's too fun. It's not
too lighthearted for
calling. It's just the cars that are coming out of it. I don't think you're upset with what Tate and that group is doing.
No, I love what they do. Yeah. It's the people that build stuff to do gambler and what they do as far as outside of gambler. You know, like saying that they're dailying their gambler car, and it's no, that's just your daily
that you happen to
do the gambler in. That's what's going on. There's a difference in these two things. And also, lifted cars is stupid. I hate that.
That's funny. I like that perspective on it.
Absolutely.
You can drive it one weekend a year.
Yeah. Then if you only drive it at a gambler event, then yes, that is your gambler car. But if you're driving it outside of that, then it is something else that you are using as a gambler car.
It's true.
That.
I mean, there's got to be like,
just like,
you know,
just
you
like
more
Jesse's
than 1,000
crawler.
Miles
Jesse's on. Crawler. He tows that to go places to wheel it. That's his. It's his crawler. If he was driving it daily, it would be his daily,
that's his daily.
That he also, does rock crawling in.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
There is a difference.
Sure.
It's the same concept.
Yeah,
yeah.
Race car, same thing.
Yeah. Never see me daily that truck.
Well, I mean, you used to back before it was a crawler.
Yeah, back before it had tons 40s and full hydraulic steering.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't have gone full hydro.
Never go full hydro.
That's its problem. I think it's the unbalanced H1s with the IROX.
Sounds fun.
Well, you know,
a huge part of the problem.
Maybe. No promises.
Well, I think you should daily it.
Well, I mean, I could try Mike
would.
Pulling
Mike
the
would.
I could try pulling the wheels and tires off the Suburban and
there you
throw
go.
Them on the crawler and see how that goes.
See if yep. It's a little smoother.
Yeah.
Won't be any quieter, but yeah.
God, no. It won't go any faster either.
No, that's for sure.
Watch me try and merge onto the freeway with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Surface streets always with,
yeah.
with that one. And
yeah.
then you'd be fine. The balanced wheels don't matter.
Yeah,
because
you're not going fast enough.
And your 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, also fine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to
yeah.
just surface street it everywhere. I solved the problem.
Yep. There we go.
Go ahead and park that fancy, nice new truck of yours.
Yeah.
You're not driving.
Just
anymore.
drive the pickup everywhere.
Back roads forever.
Yeah.
Plus, you got a flatbed. It's
back
so
roads from West Lynn to Steve's house.
Oh, jeez.
I could find a way
back
there.
Roads only.
Yep. Now, the goal would be not getting pulled over and getting a ticket.
It'd be fine. It's got a special purpose plate on it.
I feel
just keep
like
on rolling.
I feel like that would be easier than the navigating, not being on the highway and dealing with all the traffic, especially depending on time of day.
Yeah,
yeah.
The not getting pulled over part is, I think, is easier than how much you're going to have to think out. Okay, I got to do this. I got to go over here. I got to go into this.
Yeah,
I think you underestimate how bored West Lynn and Lake Oswego police officers are.
Are they really giving out traffic violations? Do you see that pretty common? Because like in Bend, I swear it just doesn't happen now. I'm certain that I could drive any number of weird things without license plates and not get pulled over. I just don't see it. I don't even hear about it that often. I don't hear people talking about getting in, you know, getting hassled. And I used to like get pulled over every 4 months for not having a front plate and things like that.
Yeah. It's definitely gone down in that department for me as well, but
age too for us.
Yeah.
I think it's been since COVID is
COVID
really
changed a lot. Yeah.
I got pulled over in the E30 all the time for not having a front plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like to the point where I just put Velcro on the front. So when I got a ticket, I'd throw it on the front, go to the court, pay the $80 court fee, pull the plate off, and then drive away.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the most recent that type of getting pulled over I've had was in the Jetta, was no front plate, and yeah. my rear plate was in the back window,
oh,
but
yeah.
it had fallen over.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, no plates will.
Yeah. And so
get them a little
I
bit.
Got a full flip around from yeah. a cop that was going
oh,
the other direction. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Flashy car, I guess. But I always thought with like the, I was a little concerned with the Mark II when I had the, like, I got the special purpose plate, which is technically you're not really supposed to be driving around, yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah.
And I figured it'd be fine. And it was. But I was worried because it's just like, you know, green on green. Car is with green lights.
The colored taillights.
I was like,
is
man,
a,
I'm gonna
yeah.
get burned on this one day, and mm-hmm. it never happened. And I drove it a reasonable amount.
Yeah,
never got it. Anyways, that's all to say. I think that traffic enforcement is at like an all time low, probably. Maybe not all time.
I mean,
but in our lifetime, maybe.
And I'm sure some of it has to do with not driving like an idiot too.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Because, like, so the black rabbit, I never put tags on it, and it was expired when I got it. Yeah. And I had multiple cops behind me in multiple occurrences, and they never...
Yeah. There was like
bugged me, so
there was a lot of time right after COVID where they just wouldn't. It was like, yeah, it was policy,
it was all
not
clear.
To. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now we're kind of
on the
other
end
of
closer
that.
To the, yeah, getting back to,
yeah,
that. So
who knows? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, before we get too far.
I said they might get back to it someday.
Oh, they might get back to it.
Yeah.
I was gonna introduce us
into
the Campfire Passport podcast.
You don't need to do the music. I'll put that in later.
Oh, I thought that I was doing
you
it.
Haven't been doing it this whole time, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know that's what you thought, but...
Every time I listen back to it, I'm like, man, sounds good.
I sound great.
Well, should we do some news?
Mm.
There's a little bit of vehicle news that I shared today. This one's interesting because I was just listening to the most recent podcast that posted, and we were talking about the Scout. And one of the things that you and Luke and I were talking about, Colin, was that there were no shared Volkswagen parts. And then I saw an article this morning with the headline, Scout's range extender will be a VW engine that you won't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
Byline is, Scout says its gas range extender will be mounted so low and far behind the passengers that they won't even know that it's there when it's on, which is cool. And I think the range extender thing is a cool way to go about it. But it's interesting that it's a Volkswagen engine after we said that. That's just,
yeah,
it has nothing to do with it actually being a Volkswagen engine and everything to do with us saying that it wasn't going to have Volkswagen parts.
It's a 1.5 liter.
Yeah. It's the same thing found in the Jetta and the Taos, which Mike probably has something to say about because he wasn't super
cute little
into his. Yeah, but it's not doing anything. It's just there to basically make electricity. So it's nice.
Yeah. They still look cool.
I didn't really read the article. So it's only the 1.5 liter. I see that turbocharged four cylinder. It's only meant to make electricity.
Yeah, so it's like an i3 or a Volt. And both of those they had gas engines, but the gas engine is not what drives anything. The gas engine powers the electric drivetrain. Okay. So it's a reverse hybrid. It's the easiest way to look at that.
Why would they care if it's a turbocharged? Because I mean, if you're not
efficient.
Trying to
needs to make power. Right. Yeah, because it has to spin that.
Turn the motor.
Yeah.
How?
No. I bet it, quote power is still 180 horsepower or something, which like the cars we were just talking about would have that
in their
dreams. Including Jesse's crawler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh my God. I'd be happy if it got 100.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about that. I think that the gas range extender is a cool option. We've talked about plug-in hybrid till I'm sure people are tuning out about it. And this is that, but better pretty much. Mm-hmm. So it'll be cool. That combined with lockers and all the things. This has all the pinnings, all the trimmings of a nice SUV.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in this being pretty darn decent.
Oh my God. This is some, I don't know why this Volkswagen and this thing reminded me of something. I was talking to some friends over the last week or the weekend, and we were talking about the new ID Buzz. So Volkswagen bus, it's electric.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're fine. I don't have I don't dislike them, but I don't like have a big thing about them. They're just kind of cool. I saw one on the highway last week and it was interesting.
Oh, you've seen one in person?
I saw one driving an i5.
Whoa. Okay. I haven't seen one yet.
It has some presence. It caught my eye from a long way away.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's interesting. Anyways, do you know how expensive they are?
No, I don't.
They
I haven't seen price.
Quite expensive.
Mm.
The ones that are out right now, because it's like the initial release, are the like higher optioned all-wheel drive ones. And I think that the one locally was 79 or 89,000 is what I saw.
Wow.
That's all.
It's nothing to sneeze at, I guess, huh?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, and since you're bringing it up, did you see that it won an award already?
No.
It is officially the, let's see, ID Buzz Major Splash honors for top utility vehicle. As from the North American Car of the Year Award. And guess what midsize truck got? The truck. The Ford Ranger.
Oh, nice.
So Ford Ranger,
good job, Ranger.
Takes, and apparently it's for the sixth time in 8 years Ford claimed one of these awards.
Hmm.
So.
Nice. Well, good for them.
So the old Ranger and the ID Buzz.
So ID Buzz, just so we are on our... on the ball when it comes to the actual pricing, $59,995 MSRP base. That's okay. The entry. The launch model is a 4Motion all-wheel drive version is $69,995.
Nice.
So that's before options and any markup. And I think markup is probably what's happening to these right now. So
yeah,
I bet it's got 10,000 in markup pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Golly, that's expensive.
They're pretty neat. But that's a lot of money. Like, it's a really expensive minivan. That's what's kind of weird about it. Like, yeah. I think I expected them to be $45,000, maybe. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I started thinking about when I said that in this conversation. Then I said, you know, the ID4 is more than that. So yeah. I don't know why I thought that the van would be, you know, that same amount or less. So the other thing is they have 200 miles of range. What
is this here? Video you're playing, Colin? From I'm watching a video here of this Ranger that is missing its spare tire. And
that there's a Ranger Raptor, friend.
Sorry, Ranger Raptor. Well, the spare tire is missing, and the mount
they
is
took
just
it
sitting
off.
There dangling.
They took it off on purpose to get better shots of how the suspension works, because a lot of people. Oh. Don't understand what a Watts link is and how Watts links work. And so like this video kind of, the guy kind of like explains and shows like what it does and how it does it essentially. Those of us Land Rover people, we already know how a Watts link works because Disco 2s have Watts links.
So do mini truckers.
And mini truckers, yeah. But it's not typically used in 4x4 stuff because it's somewhat limiting in a sense.
Yeah.
But it works really good for mini trucks, and you know, Disco, like I said, Disco 2's used it, which it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. I like the look of these newest Ranger Raptors, especially the regular one's fine too. But the Raptor's such a good looking truck. Yeah. It's funny because it's not like quite as exaggerated as the Raptor F-150 or the Bronco. It's a little bit more subtle, and I like it. It's a good subtle.
Well, I mean, there's one thing that's exaggerated on that front end and where it says Ford. Dear God, could it get any bigger?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit. It could be taller.
I guess if there's one thing Ford's good at is branding all over the vehicle. I don't even know how many places the Ford that I have says Super Duty on it. The dash, Super Duty. The back, Super Duty.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it doesn't want you to forget what you're in.
Is this an F-150? No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine. Well, that was, let's see. Well, I had that, and then I had the 4Runner.
The 4Runner.
2025 4Runner. Sounds like it's actually at port. Where's the clapping? Soundboard thing. Yeah.
I'm not glad.
There we go. I thought you were going to mess with me and do the like the downer one.
I can right now.
There you go. The laugh was almost better.
Yeah. This thing, they're so ugly.
Oh, I was going to say,
yeah,
I still think
horrible.
That is ugly. I think that this, like the most normal person view of one, just like in a parking lot, it looks better than I've seen the Hilux Surf and the just the other concepts I've seen around, like the production photos.
Mm-hmm.
This looks a little more tame. I think it maybe, I bet you anything in 6 months it's going to wear off like the the new Tacoma did, where it's going to look maybe not exactly like the previous one, but it's not going to be quite so exaggerated.
I don't think they're good looking at all.
Yeah, I don't think I want them,
get
but cool.
Over the fact that this? The yeah,
I can't get over. I can't you can't get over the double mustache. The double mustache.
Yeah, yeah,
the double Hulkster mustache.
Yeah, yeah. I
get over it.
I didn't notice that. I know you said it before, but I didn't quite see it. Yeah, I don't know. Face only a mother would love. Hulk Hogan's mother with one mustache.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's way cheaper than an ID Buzz, so it's got that going for it.
I guess. $15,000 really. More affordable than the Land Cruiser.
I'd pay $15,000 more for a Land Cruiser, though. So.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not so thrilled with a lot of what Toyota's coming out with, other than the Land Cruiser.
I think they've got a lot of wins, and I think they're selling a bunch of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Toyota's selling a bunch of them?
Well, yeah.
Big surprise, Sean. Wow.
To base off. we're
not going to start the argument that something can be successful and good. What were you saying, Jesse?
Toyota's riding their own coattails from previous generations, it feels like. And it just, nothing about the new Toyota U.S. domestic market is really thrilling me outside of that Land Cruiser, which I do really like.
So you mean styling-wise, then?
Styling, and I'm also not totally sold on their new motor designs. It feels like some of them are going through a lot of quirks in their early stages. And I get that there is a lot of that happens with new vehicles and new redesigns, especially from a mechanical point of views. But it's like they didn't learn from their mistakes with the third gen Tacoma and that transmission. And then through on the fourth gen Tacoma, it's the same, not the same transmission, but you know, they upped it to what, the 10 speed? Mm-hmm. And it's still, people are complaining constantly, like, this thing is hunting for gears. It's like, what the fuck? You've been hunting gear since 2016. You can't figure this out yet?
Well, they can only fix one thing at a time. That's right. They chose the brakes. Yeah. So
they didn't even need to fix that. And I'm on Tyson's boat with the brake thing. I love the brakes in the rear. They're easy. You don't need them unless you're towing. Like,
well, and maybe everybody with these new Tacomas are towing.
Maybe.
Maybe they all, that's all they wanted to do was tow. And so now that they have disc brakes, they can tow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get that turbo four-cylinder towing something.
It's got a ton of power. Quit using that. God, you're spreading the same nonsense. Just because it has four cylinders doesn't mean it's slow or not powerful. It has significantly more powerful than the drivetrain it replaced, so it obviously would tow better.
It will tow better, but I'm curious to see how long it lasts under. Like, if you're consistently towing larger trailers, like in a...
You should be driving a Super Duty.
When I say a larger trailer, I mean that relatively to what you would be towing with a Tacoma. If you consistently tow with the 4-liter V6 versus this new turbo 4-cylinder, I'm curious to see which one will last longer.
Thing. Yeah, I am too. That is a point. I just don't... I believe the opposite of what you believe, I think. I think it will be fine, but I don't know. Time will tell.
I don't believe anything because there's no statistical data yet, but we'll see what time has to offer.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Speaking of old Tacomas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lead this one because this is the one I forgot to... speaking of 4-liter V6s, actually, I think this might be a 4-cylinder truck, but...
Mm-hmm. Was it?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. No, it's probably a V6.
So remember how not that long ago we were talking about that Tundra that was dealing with the...
the Northern California
fires and... going in and getting melted and whatnot. Well, now somebody did it with a Tacoma.
Yeah, did they go back in somewhere or was it just sitting through the fire?
No, I think it says in here that they were doing like the same type of thing. They were coming in and out in order to, you know, help people get out or whatever. But I think that's what it said anyway. Yada yada. Well, it's got 317,000 miles on it.
Not bad.
See, there's another. Here's a great statistical point to potentially prove my point in the future. Those 4-liter V6s are great motors. I love that second gen Toyota pickup. The motor, the transmission.
Well, that's a Tacoma.
Sorry, what did I say? Tacoma pickup? Toyota.
You said Toyota pickup. That's isn't that what you have?
Yes, sure.
Oh no.
Oh, isn't that what great. The crawler is? Is a
Steve's
second
gonna
gen
get
Toyota
his wish
pickup?
Here.
Those second gens, I think, are my favorite of the Tacoma generations. Those things are.
I think. Why'd you sell yours?
Yeah.
If it's your favorite, why'd you sell it?
Oh, because you know, I had the ability to potentially get a new one. Well, not potentially, the ability to get a new one.
And it was pretty sweet too.
I liked that black one. It's still around. I think it's got 270 some odd thousand miles on it.
It's yeah,
still trucking along.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he wasn't doing any heroic things. It was just sitting in front of his house, it looks like.
Well.
And it's a pre-runner too.
Yeah, I mean,
2-wheel drive,
Southern
California.
Yeah. Rear locker though. So
shoot.
Remember when Morgan had one of those for a while?
Nope.
He had like that same truck. It was just silver.
So playing this video so that he can pan over and help. Yep, there's his truck. Whoa. Right there in front of his house that was burned down. The last video when we were talking about Dakar, it got a bunch of copyright strikes.
Damn it.
Because of the Dakar video. So apologies to our video viewers who were expecting to see Dakar highlights as we were talking about
Sorry.
It. It's blurred out due to copyright. So just go to their website. It's straight off their website. Watch the videos because they're cool.
That is funny. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I had one more piece of news.
Okay.
If we're going to get off of that, which was just an amazing little bit of info that you had there.
Yeah, just more melted Toyotas.
More
yeah.
melted Toyotas. I'm sure there are many more than that.
Yep.
There was one more. I took everything that we talked about today from the drive, by the way. So
I saw that.
Big shout out to the drive. Mm-hmm. There was somebody that drove in what are they called? Hold on. Eureka Dunes in Death Valley. You're not supposed, you can't drive on them.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody drove through it.
Of course.
And there are a bunch of like photos of it. And the National Park Service is now looking for this person. The headline of the story is good. It's NPS hunting for idiots who went off-roading in Death Valley National Park sand dunes. So if anybody knows of some idiots that were doing that recently, hit up the National Park Service because they're going to be.
What were they in? What were they driving?
Doesn't say.
Really?
No,
not even no pictures or nothing.
No forensics on the tires
on the tire?
Yet.
Tire? Yeah. Damn.
Could probably get down there and help them. Really?
Where's our internet sleuths?
Yeah.
You know, as soon as they release those pictures, they'd find the person like that because idiots like us would be like, "Oh, that is a 2756518 KO2."
Yeah. Definitely. The weight seems like Tacoma. I'm yeah. saying Tacoma here.
Yeah. It's turning radius.
Locker.
Yeah, it's all turning radius. Real.
You know that my my favorite thing is to read the comments on these guys' articles. Mm-hmm. First comment. Well, best comment sorted by
best
this
comment.
Stupid thing.
Okay.
It says Dill Pickleson.
Oh, of course, yeah. Thank you, Dill Pickleson.
Says memo to the drive. Snarky headlines are a major turnoff and are exactly how Jalopnik started to go downhill into the trash it is now. Don't be like Jalopnik. That's
oh
a good
God.
Snarky
wow.
headline. Like what do
Dude,
you, are you saying?
You aren't the audience, obviously. Go away.
What are you trying to say here? That idiots off-roading in Death Valley is not the right statement here? Because I think it is.
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Speaking of headlines, when I was pulling up the other articles, I saw the first one that was on there when I went in was about the new Defender. And it was a guy that was there. He was like crewing for some team or whatever. And the headline, now I almost feel like I got to pull it back up just so I can say it exactly, because
I saw it too.
Because it's pretty good. What was it? Chasing the Dakar Rally in a Land Rover Defender made me appreciate how good it is.
Yeah.
And then the sub headline is, I knew the Land Rover Defender was pretty capable off-road, and now I have to recognize that it's also a lot more comfortable than most 4x4s.
There we are.
Luxury SUVs.
Yep.
But yeah, the article goes on to say like how bad the drivers were, because he didn't get to drive it. He was a passenger, and apparently they were terrible drivers. And he said, even with them doing everything wrong while driving, he was still comfortable even in the back seat. So
there you go.
Says a lot, because it was a completely stock new Defender, street tires, all that. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool. But I just thought that was a hilarious little headline of like, oh, Land Rovers are nice inside.
Yeah.
Like, really? You had never been in one before? Well, maybe not. You haven't seen the price tags of these things?
Not everybody's experienced that kind of luxury, Colin.
That's true. Yeah. It is, you know, not everyone can be better than everyone.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? You can only, that's why there's only so few of them, because if everyone's better than everyone, then no one's better than anyone.
That's some philosophical thinking, you know, there, yeah, from you.
It's the truth.
Well, I do keep trying to push Anna into an L322, but
yep,
she won't do it. She's like, I'm not Land Rover. I'm not a Land Rover person. I'm not that good. Like, yeah, you are. We're good enough for a 322.
Yeah, you live in West Lynn.
Yeah.
You basically don't fit in without one.
I mean, Land Cruiser does it.
Land Cruiser
100 series. It's like somebody's been sitting on it for a long time, and it's got 40,000 miles.
Yeah. There. I mean, there's a Land Cruiser up the street from Jesse's, or I guess I should say down the street, down the hill. There's that one that's, I don't think I've ever seen it move, but.
Oh, it moved. It ended
it slid down the hill.
It ended up at Royce's house because they asked him for some suggestions on what to do with it, like as far as what needs fixed. Mm-hmm. Royce is kind of the
did he offer him $200 so that he could then fix it up and sell it for a shit ton?
No, I think he offered him a little more. I offered him, I was like, I'll give you $3,000 for it.
Oh my God.
But
I just want to use it as a parts rig for my 100 series.
No, that it ended up at a shop, and they're getting it some stuff fixed up for a friend or for their kid.
Mm.
They won't sell it because it's their kid's.
All right, first car.
Yeah,
well, be bad, I guess.
Like 13, so they got to wait another 3 years.
Oh, come on. It's going to rot away. Why are they doing the work now?
I don't know.
Well,
not going to be any good after that.
Yeah, no kidding. You want to do.
Not like they listen to the podcast, so we can rag on them all we want.
You don't know that. Maybe they do.
It could be one of our tens of listeners.
Yeah. If they are listening, send Jesse an email at secretrscp.
RSCP.
Oh, thinking of.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, let's read. Man, I was going to set up, while Jesse's looking for that, I had an idea. I was going to set up a reader mail reading because I got a question today.
Whoa.
And so I'm going to do it.
How did you get a question for the podcast?
Let me set this up. This is something I was going to talk about.
Did you log into his email without telling
him? No. Let me set the stage. Let me back up. So I was thinking about reader rides and like reader letters that used to be in magazines and things. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've been thinking about this. Yeah. And something I was thinking about was like, I don't know about you guys. I'm certain that it happens to both of you, but like I end up being the source of questions for family members, friends, coworkers for me, but you know, people that I know used to be coworkers that like, you know, they want to know car stuff. So they ask me questions. Sometimes it's really simple stuff. Sometimes it's really off the wall, whatever. And even other car people ask me questions. Like I'm sure they ask you guys questions. And I was thinking it might be fun to do a little, like a segment sometimes about the questions that people have asked that, you know, week or month or whatever. And today's was kind of interesting. So Oliver sent me a text today and said, hey, I want to make a trade offer for this rig. And I should have pulled it up so I could show you. And I'll do it in a second here. But what do you think? Am I crazy? My heart says yes, but my mind says probably not.
Uh-huh.
And so he's got this CJ7 Jeep.
Yeah, he showed me that. Yep. Yeah.
So it's pretty basic. It's like leaf springs and 38s or 40s. And I think it might have a 350 in it.
I think he said it's got, I thought it was 40s.
Yeah.
Maybe. CJ, LS. I don't think maybe it's not an LS, but it's, I think it's 350. I think it's V8 of some kind, yeah. But then it's got a Toyota transfer case and whatnot.
He said it's got weird stuff going on.
So it's got like a Toyota doubler. It's like got things from everywhere, basically, to make what it is.
Yeah. So he sends me this link, and in the link is, I think, an 80 Wagoneer, AMC 360 with some aftermarket fuel injection that I'd never heard of, which was surprising.
Yeah.
60 and a 14 bolt, I'm pretty sure. Spool, front locker, 40s, pretty cut out. That's about it. And he was like, I kind of want to trade.
Is it in Lapine?
I didn't clock where it was.
Or not Lapine. Klamath Falls.
Seems right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's cool looking.
It's a K Falls rig.
I'm pretty sure I know which one it is.
Okay.
And they've been trying to sell it for a long time.
Have they?
Before I got mine.
Okay.
They were trying to sell it.
My take on this was, I don't know, it's up to you, but if you're looking for something to do more like snow wheeling or camping out of, maybe, because it's more spacious and it's a full, like, enclosed cab no matter what. If you want to make a rock crawler, no, bad idea, too much body, right?
Eh.
So I was curious where you guys would go with that.
I think a Wagoneer is a pretty better, fucking no solid wheeler, and yeah, it's going to be better than a CJ no matter.
Okay.
Wheelbase is better. It's going to be more comfortable.
Definitely.
It's going to drive better.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how you're set up, because you can't get enough wheelbase out of a CJ, even if it's stretched. It's not.
Yeah, they're really short.
They're short.
So short.
Ugh. So, yeah, I would say Wagoneer 100%. The issue is that the CJ has more cool shit in it than the Wagoneer does. So you're paying, you're essentially paying for being able to have a Wagoneer rather than paying for
some of the cool
gear
stuff.
You know? Yeah.
My biggest gripe out of the gate was the stock engine. I was like, well, it's going to be super gutless and not get great mileage. Yeah. And aren't there some oddities with parts with those? Aren't they not?
No, the 360 is really easy.
It's the same. Okay. Yeah,
360 is really easy. It's the Buick.
It's the Buick ones that are
in
weird.
There. That's really tough. Okay. Yeah.
So, anyways,
I would go Wagoneer.
All right, Oliver. Okay. If you haven't done it by now, you're listening. It's time.
And also,
even with the fuel injection, it's going to get single digits.
Yeah,
mileage wise, I promise.
Also, I don't think
the other thing
about it,
is that I don't ever trust a Franken rig that I have not done.
Well, I mean, both
of
these.
Well, the Wagoneer's a Franken rig, too. So
that was kind of my. I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't trust an aftermarket fuel injection that I haven't sourced myself and installed, but that's just me.
Yeah. But, you know, it's Oliver. He can do a motor swap. That's easy. But it's the CJ, what you said it had, a Chevy 350, like an old.
It's got some kind of V8 in it. Yeah.
But it's not a. It's not an LS. It's not a.
I'm 90% sure it's not an LS. Yeah.
Okay. So it could be a TBI. It could be.
Yeah, most likely that either that or just a regular carbed 350.
And then plus, what transmission was it? The Jeep transmission, the CJ.
I have no idea.
I don't remember what transmission he said it had. I just remember him saying that it has the.
It's got gear-driven Toyota cases.
It's got the Toyota cases.
That's crazy.
In it with the 4.7.
Wild.
So, yeah.
That's just a lot of weird stuff put together.
It is a lot of weird stuff put together.
You know, you get a little bit longer wheelbase for Central Oregon and the wheeling that we do over there. CJ's a little short for hill climbing and getting up the big, like, rocks there at Klein. You need to get a little bit longer.
I mean, he's got dogs, too, doesn't he? Do they have dogs?
One dog.
Yeah, see? Dog. Wife.
Wagoneer, Oliver, dude, Wagoneer.
It's the family truck.
No, I mean, I'm team Wagoneer on this as well. I just was curious what everybody thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's very in line with my most recent questions like that, which are like we talked about.
Oh, the
mommy. Dude that had the, you know, wrecked gladiator.
Yep.
And now he's trying to figure out what he wants to go into as well. So that's, I've had the exact type of questions where it's like, oh, I don't know what to get next, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, I did at one point talk him into a V12 7 Series BMW way back in the day, and he said it was one of his favorite cars he's ever had. And I was like, you're welcome.
You're welcome. That's so nice.
Not many people get to say they've had a V12, dude. Like, it's
pretty great.
That's a pretty cool.
That's an elite club.
It is, yeah.
Well, I think moving forward, you should try to capture those moments, and we should try to get through them.
Absolutely, yeah. Try and remember those for sure.
Well, so if anybody wants to ask us those questions, you can also email us.
You can also email us.
secretrscp@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which
or
no
you can
one
slide
has.
Into our DMs.
Slide in the DMs. Yeah, however you want to do it.
Or just call us.
Call? I mean, yeah, if you've got our number.
Yeah.
That's easy, right?
Send me a text. I don't want to talk
send
to you.
Me a text. It's a lot easier.
I will say, every time I call you, Sean, about something, you're like, hey, what's going on? It's always
you're on the short list of people that are my friends that call me. And so I answer because we've got a thing, but it's like you, Mike. It's a pretty short list. Like, it's you and Mike.
I like that Colin didn't even just make that list.
Nope. Because I don't call.
Oh, I've called him a few times and he does the same thing that I do to you where he'll go, hello? Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the same way with you and I, Colin, because we're very texty, all three of us. But as soon as one of us calls, it's like, okay, something's up. Like, what am I about to get into?
What's wrong?
What's your dumb idea today, Jesse? Yeah.
I think that one of the very few times you've called me, Jesse, it was that infamous butt dial that I still have saved in my phone. So I have a 7-minute voicemail from Jesse that was a butt dial, and he's just talking to some guy about paint. It's so good.
That should be our new intro.
I was going to say, there's a content filler right there.
Or outro, I guess. At the end of every episode is just 7 minutes of Jesse
talking about paint to some random guy.
I could. You'll have to send me that because I'd be curious to see if I can remember what that was about.
Yeah, it was, man, it was a long time ago, too. It was quite a while ago, but.
It's funny.
Pretty.
Unfortunately,
pretty great.
I talk about paint a lot.
Hard to narrow down.
Man, I can't find that friggin' Wagoneer now. Weird. Oh well.
Probably gone because Oliver got it.
Oliver did the trade. Yeah. Oh well. Well, since I'm here, would you pay money for this? That's Luke's favorite one.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see. How do I want to do it this time? How about most expensive or least expensive first? Most expensive first?
Most. Yeah, we're starting at most.
All right.
Okay.
High five, Jesse.
Let's see. These two are close, actually. I didn't realize these two were that close. Okay.
You gotta do the math real quick.
No, I didn't have to do any math. It was just like I had to scroll so I could see what the price was on the other one again. Okay, here we go. You're not ready for this, guys. I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Right here, we've got an 04 Chevrolet Trailblazer.
I've thought about this before, by the way.
Yeah. So I remember it was quite a while ago. It was like, I think it was before I got the L322. I looked at a couple of these and sent a text to you, the same thing we were just talking about, like, you know, oh, little, you know, inter-auto people advice.
Yep.
What do you know anything about these Trailblazers? Because they were cheap, and my thought and then just turn it and do what, you know, this guy did.
Yep.
And you said that your grandma had one, and it was the worst. And so I said, okay, well, I'm not interested anymore, so.
It is very, what's the word?
Ugly?
It is not charming in any way.
Yeah.
Would be the easiest. But to look at it as like a $3,000 base that takes GM parts,
mm-hmm.
it starts to become a little more interesting.
Okay. Because
it's body on frame, yeah. obviously. And you could get him with an LS.
Yeah.
Most likely you wouldn't. You would get a straight six one, which is also kind of interesting that engine like has come around. People have started doing a little bit of stuff with them. But it's just real weird. Anyways, go ahead. I want to see this thing.
I feel like, especially like this angle here, you could almost fool somebody and say it's a WJ.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, but it's only like this angle. If you go any other angle, it's real obvious.
Before we move away from the first part of this too, I just got to say Trailblazer SS, fully on board with.
Oh.
I like those and I like them. People use them for like drag and drive cars pretty frequently. And they're gnarly. Like, they're so cool. They're still super ugly, but they're cool. So anyways,
okay. All right. So it's got a couple pictures of this thing. It's, you know, it flexes out and stuff. I'll get to the, of course, there's no information in the ad.
Oh, it's in the pictures?
It's in the picture.
I hate that.
So
it's still got like a
full stock interior. And it actually looks like it's fairly clean, well, that's which is surprising.
It's probably got low miles because, again, no one cares about these.
Yeah. So... 04 LQ9 6-liter.
Okay.
Stage 2 truck cam.
Dyno tuned by Wong's Performance.
Wong's Performance. it's got turbo Wong 350. Guy. It's got a 203 205 doubler, triple stick, Dana 60 538s with a Detroit 4-linked. You know, steering arms, yada yada, PSC double end RAM.
It must be
14 bolt, 56 inch Leafs. 44-inch TSL Swampers on Hummer double B-locks.
Is it on coilovers in the front, or is that air shocks? Okay, it's coilovers.
Yeah.
Well,
it's got green underglow.
Yeah.
Look at those shackles.
Okay, here's.
Look at them. Thanks.
I'm gonna do. Can I go first?
Yes.
I don't think I would pay money for that, with an asterisk.
Oh, God. Here we go. Asterisk.
I wouldn't pay money for this one. Okay. I think I would build one of these, though, differently.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. This one's too much. Too big.
It's pretty big.
It's very tall.
Yeah. But, you know, it's got 42s on it, I should say.
No, it didn't say 44s?
Was it 44s or 42s?
I'll go back to that picture that tells you.
Ah! Go back.
One click.
It is 44s. Yeah. 44. I was right the first time.
Yeah.
Fofos.
Yeah.
It's a crawler that Mike would daily.
100%. New camp rig.
New camp rig, yeah.
It fits the whole family. I throw a tent on top, it'll be perfect.
Ground tent on the roof, yeah.
Ground tent on the roof.
Rooftop ground tent.
Yep, rooftop ground tent. I'm also no. It's just because it's a Trailblazer, and there's nothing appealing about a Trailblazer for me.
Yeah.
It's got all the right stuff, but it's the wrong starting point for me. It's like it's like the classic thing that we've talked about before of, you know, people with tuner cars or whatever, and they do all the right stuff.
To a Sebring or something? Yeah,
but it's to the wrong platform, and it's just like, man, you don't get this, do you?
So
like you're right here. You have all the right things, but you picked the wrong start point.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel about this. Yep. It's badass. There's no two ways about that. But it's still a Trailblazer at the end of the day.
Yep.
All right, Jesse. Every ounce of redneck in me wants to pay money for that.
Yeah, it's hard, right?
But the logical part of me is like, nope, it's a Trailblazer. Like, that's the problem with it. It's just, it's the worst body style of Trailblazer ever made. It reminds me of a person I knew in high school, and he had
they were really ugly.
He was just kind of a fucking weird dude and just kind of a piece of fucking scuzzy shit, and it was like, I fucking hate Trailblazers because it reminds me of you, Ty. So fuck you, Ty.
Fuck you, Ty. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we actually might all know that guy, but I won't say his name on air.
You just did.
Yeah, you did already.
Well, not his whole name.
Oh, okay. So
if Ty that listens to this podcast drove a white Trailblazer in high school, you know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Well, number two.
Okay. Bring it on.
Oh, 83 Toyota pickup. SR5.
Mm-hmm.
Smog ready. Clean title in hand. Five speed.
Comment.
12,000 miles on new paint.
Is that $12,000 new paint job or 12,000 miles on the paint job?
I feel like that's miles. I don't know, though.
I think it's the cost of the paint weird. Job.
But don't you? Well, I mean, he also didn't put a dollar sign on the next thing that is a dollar, is a money.
So yeah, it's got over 30,000 miles selling in this truck.
Yeah. New wheels and tires, 3-inch lift, truck drives like new. Dashboard says 170, but the engine was rebuilt a couple months ago, has about 10,000 miles. This trucks are selling for over 30,000 in this condition on Auto Trader.
Auto Trader.
Wow. Like how old is this guy?
I don't care.
So no low offers. This truck is super clean.
Well, I'm going to go first again, and you're going to be mad at me. The premise of the game is, would you pay money for this at all, or ooh, would I pay this money for it?
God damn it. Why do you have to have
a dog? Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's got a puppy.
Does the dog come with it?
I'm in.
Oh, man.
I would buy this truck, but not for that money.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Would you pay money for
this? I would pay money for this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also would pay
it. It's beautiful.
Like, and you know what I would do? That's generation Toyota pickup that I'm into.
This is my old man showing again. This is another vehicle I wouldn't modify.
Yep, just that's the driver.
That's it.
Yep.
It looks like that. That's the way it's going to look. Yep. How about you, Jesse?
I love it. Other than the red interior.
I love it. Oh, that's the red interior. You and Mike hate red interiors. It's the weirdest thing.
They'll never own
you guys.
A first-gen Raptor.
It depends.
Red interior is almost always good.
An OBS?
I don't think it is in the first-gen Raptors.
Oh, that's like orange,
it's
right?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's Dozer red.
An OBS
those
red
are
interior.
Maroon.
OBS red interior, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
That red interior, like it's...
To me,
it's
that's
like
a burgundy interior.
No, okay. That's like hot rod candy. I don't know. I don't like it, but I'd still pay money.
Pretty
for
bright
it.
Red.
Yeah.
Not my favorite red interior. Yeah.
Yeah, also you can change that.
I'm pretty sure.
If you got
sure
the money
stock.
To buy it, you got the money to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
So I'd pay money for that.
I would definitely like one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like no lift and like 31s or something, even.
Oh, God. Yes.
Just kind of.
Well, that one that I found.
Cruise around town.
In Redmond, I sent you guys all a picture of the yellow one.
Yeah.
That was like, that thing was fucking badass. Beautiful. It's like low 40s.
Yeah.
It's like, and just like original patina on it. Like,
that's cool.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of these third gen pickups with no lift, 31s, original, like those, the classic style mud tire with the white wheels and the chrome dog dish caps over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Was it keep it simple, stupid? Michael tells me every time it hurts my feelings. But yes.
Hurts my feelings.
Okay. Well, I've got one more here.
Okay.
Okay. The Ringer.
This one's the cheapest one.
Cool.
Because we're all on the same. We're all 3 for 3. We're all the same on this right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what we got here is a 1979 Toyota Tacoma double cab trail special edition pickup, 4-door, 5-foot.
I can tell this is some redneck shit.
So actually what it is,
it's a Subaru.
It's a Subaru Outback.
get it out of here.
On a four-wheel drive
chassis.
What do you mean? Look at that. Look at the flex this Subaru's got.
Did they just put a fucking Outback? Is that an Outback or is that a...
Yeah, it's an Outback. Okay. It's
sure.
It's Outback? A first-gen Outback.
Did they put it on a...
Wagon.
A frame?
Yeah.
Ugh. Get the fuck out of here. No. That's no. Gross, I'm going too. First this time.
It's
no.
only $2,200.
It is kind of a deal.
You're not getting a
Is it a straight a axle front? It is a 79 chassis, right?
79, so, yeah.
Yeah, straight. I mean, you might pay money for it for the parts.
Yeah. Okay. But, I'm
but
not
then you
got to
be seen driving
that.
At home.
I'm paying money to enclosed turn trailer. That thing back enclosed, into something.
It's going to be a tall right. enclosed trailer to fit that thing yeah. in it.
No, it's tall. It's tall at the bottom, but it's short at the top. It's probably up to like the belt line of our rigs.
So would I pay money for that? No. Would I pay money to take that and put a proper cab on top?
20R okay. with header, 4-speed. 4.7 single transfer case, 410 axles, interior mostly complete. Heater isn't wired, but works if you wire it.
That doesn't
compute.
That doesn't pen out.
comes with color matching doors, interior very pieces. Because yeah, it is a white doors, and the rest of the car is black or maybe it's that dark green. I don't know. I can't really tell in these pictures. But let's see, 529s, 29 spline flange. Crush sleeve eliminators I can include for more. Whew. Come on, low tread 35s. Has a title for the frame and the body. Does drive on
different
the road,
titles.
But it's slow with the lack of gearing. Fastest I've had it is 45.
So that's basically your brother's truck, Sean. Yeah. with a Subaru
with an outback
body.
Body.
That's bad.
I think it's a piece of shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would not pay money for that.
No. There's nothing special about it. Like, it's got a single transfer case. It's got a 22R, or is it a
20R?
20R. With a header, though.
Oh, congratulations. Well, you got a whole new fucking book.
Cracked exhaust manifold. Had to put a header on it for $100. Yeah, it's not good.
All right, well, three of us.
God, we're unanimous. Okay, yeah. I got a tiebreaker then. I brought one. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to share?
I'm going to share.
Okay.
Get your share away, and then I will do this. This was also a user submitted.
User submitted?
Listener submitted?
Listener yeah. submitted?
Oliver, again.
Oh, boy.
See that thing?
Excursion.
Okay. With the
updated front clip, huh?
2011. Hold on here. We got to read the... It says F25, but F250 6.7 diesel.
F250 6.7 diesel, custom built.
Yep. Using an 11 F250 and motor. A 2000 Excursion. So not a front end swap. It is 2011 F250 from the B pillars forward while retaining the 11 locking differential, engine, transmission, dash, etc. One owner since build. Deleted, blah, 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 blah. It's got... 171,000 miles, it says. Yep. And let's go through the photos.
Salvage title.
Did it say salvage title? Oh,
salvage
man.
Title.
Okay. It's got the King Ranch motif going on. It's pretty clean, though. It's the...
Okay.
Yeah, it's got the updated dash.
Got the updated dash. It's got the crappy radio, but it still has the center console and stuff.
So he said it was two-tone leather. Forward is the.
I think what he means is it's got a front end swap, and all of the running gear is from the F250. It must be. It, maybe it's frame swapped. I don't know. Doesn't really say. It's
it wouldn't be frame swapped because then it couldn't be.
It's the wheelbase.
Because the Excursion is the body, except for the fenders, and hood. Grill and all that, like that front clip. This is because they don't make Excursions.
No, I was saying maybe they did.
I was going to say, look at the door handles there. Those
yeah. That's Super Duty.
I'm saying
that's the Excursion door handles, yeah.
What I'm saying is they probably did a front end swap, but I wonder if they also did a frame, like the chassis from the 11 to get the, or they just did axles and engine, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's...
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, though.
Jesse's camera is doing cool shit right now.
Was it? I can't see. $55,000.
Man, for a salvaged title.
A salvaged 2000 excursion. So for me, I love excursions. I think they're cool. But I have zero use for them. This is one of the cooler ones as far as things done to it.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that front end's a little better.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know if I did. I mean, I don't know. I think it's cool, but I wouldn't pay money for it.
Yeah, I also would not pay money.
All right.
For this.
Jesse is in the dark. Can he give us an answer from the dark?
I'm going to take that as a no. He's not here.
No, he's gone.
He's gone. So, while we wait for his answer.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay. What was your answer?
How much did it say?
55,000.
I would not pay money for that.
And it's a salvage title.
Yeah, that salvage title I missed on the first round.
Did you?
Yeah.
I would not pay 55. Nope.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, it's not for me, man.
We're all in agreement.
It's got the right motor. The big thing is the front end does not match the back end in my mind. It's too updated with the body style in the front where it doesn't mend with those taillights.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The taillights were the 11 taillights.
I think it's just that the body itself doesn't make sense with that front end on it. Like it doesn't, it doesn't compute. Like the cab shape doesn't fit the front end shape.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because it's the same cab. Like the trucks are the same cab, but they are different door handles, I believe. Maybe that's it.
The cabs are shaped differently.
No, they're the same. Like that's why this works.
The roof line and stuff is different.
I don't know.
Go back to it. Really
I think
quick.
They didn't. I'm gonna
go back to it.
Go back to it. Bring it back.
I'm
up.
Working on it.
Come on.
Would you pull that back up for crying out loud? It's taking forever.
It's called sharing a screen. Get after it.
Yeah, it's one button.
All right. So those taillights, you'll notice, have the reverse light at the top. Mm-hmm. 2011 F-250 taillights. And this is because Ford had the same body for a long time.
So I guess that's not as late as I was thinking it was.
Up to
2011 is the first, isn't that the first year of that front end?
It might be. But the actual cab and stuff is the same from that 2000 to 2017.
It was 99, actually.
Yeah, 99.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All that stuff's interchangeable, which is why people throw these dashes and stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. There's just,
It's still weird.
It's still, it still isn't right. I don't know what it
is. It's mashing too much stuff together. It's not
99
good.
To 2007. And then the next gen, come on, Jesus Christ, we don't need this much information. And then 2008 to 2010, that's the
funny looking ones.
The funny, downtrodden nose, the one like Mike had.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And then, so then we had, this one is 2011 to 16. So yes, so that's the first year of that particular front end.
Yeah.
Okay. And because that was first year they threw the 6.7 in, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't. Nope. I don't like it.
Nope.
Nothing vibes together. Nothing mends together.
It's definitely
I
a
still
weird.
Think it's such a funny
mix.
Thing because it's it only works because it is the same parts, but it does look weird. There's something about it is totally off. It might be the excursion thing. I wonder if you did that to a crew cab pickup, if you would even know. You would know, but you might not have any realization that it's kind of the same thing. But the excursion, you're just not used to seeing those two things together, so it's very wonky. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is the RVs and, the shuttle buses that have that front end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's like it almost wants to mend a van with an excursion with a pickup. It's like, mm-mm, mm-mm. Pick a lane, motherfucker. Well, so on that point, it's remember when we looked at that F-350 Super Duty that they converted into the Excursion, and it was like the 2020, 2021. So it was the body style of my pickup.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Yeah.
New style.
Like, that looked a lot better. It seemed to flow better. Not saying that liked it as much, but I like it much better than that thing, the atrocity that you just showed me.
This is crazy. I was Googling the year interchange thing just because. This is just totally a guy on a forum, but all cabs, including doors and beds, are the same from 99 to 16. The 11 to 16 beds have a different wheel arch. Pretty crazy.
Interesting.
But yeah, I think
did they change the door handles?
I guess.
God, now I gotta look it up again. Jesus Christ.
You know what we need is what we need our sister podcast in on this.
They're old forts.
Yeah, but they gotta know something about newer ones more than we do. Yeah,
probably more than we do. Yeah,
I like shitty old Volkswagens, but I know something about new ones.
The Truckery podcast is what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay, shout out to the Truckery
sister
podcast.
Pod. Yeah,
it's less sister and more cousin. I think
cousin, yeah. Dirty cousin,
yeah,
clean cousin,
in the middle cousin.
Okay, second cousin,
sure,
not kissing cousins,
not kissing cousins.
Well, I mean, it could be. Do you want to get after
her? We're in the right part of the country, right?
No, the doors on an 11 at least look like their handles are pretty much the same. I don't know.
They're those pocket handles?
Yeah, those funny like vertical things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. There's something that is not right, though.
It's so odd that they're like that.
Is it... But is it a body? Is there an extra body line that isn't on that?
Maybe on the fenders, but not on the truck.
Yeah, that's going to bug me. I don't know what it is, but something does not sit right.
Okay, here's one. The earlier trucks a lot of times have like a quarter molding on that body line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's different. Handles pretty much look the same, but completely different bumper front end.
Yeah.
Mirrors is another big one.
Man, yeah, I don't know what it is, but that just bugged me.
It's probably King Ranch emblems. That's what fucks it up.
Well, there's also like that.
Those weren't King Ranch emblems. Those were the big 6-7 Power Stroke circle on the door.
Yeah. The other thing is that
was the King Ranch emblem.
Yeah, that emblem, like the F-250 emblem, is up like at the hood. That's another thing that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But still nothing to do with the cab.
Yeah, and there's that body line that's right where that fender emblem is.
Right below it?
Yeah, right below it.
I'm telling you, man, look at an 01. It's got it too.
Yeah, it has that line. That's what I was trying to find was why is it? God, what is it? I don't know, man.
Because it just it's just because it looks like an old Super Duty with a canopy on it that's been melded to it.
This is kind of a fun comparison. There's not really an easy way to share both of these. I'm going to do it anyway, so.
Yeah, you do it.
All right. So look at the example in red. Okay.
Yep.
Now look at this burgundy one. See the front fender?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this one. It's got a little more
it's a little more flare on that.
And I think the bed must match, and that might be where it looks a lot
different.
Maybe
that's why it's throwing it off, yeah, as the flare looks big in the front, and in the back it looks more, like, docile. Like,
yeah, because if you matched that front fender with this rear fender, it'd look weird.
Yeah.
And that's probably
what's going on. I think it is that. Like, the flare, you can see how it kind of melds better into the shape of the fender.
Yep.
Versus like having that pronounced like flare look on it.
Yep.
So I think that is a lot.
So yeah, if you were going to redo that Excursion, you would graft rear fenders from the F-250 into it, and it would look probably way different just from that one thing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It would seem to meld better.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah.
Well, shit, we actually just hit all 4 for 4 on the same same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we agree on more than we disagree.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Certain things, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not everything, but
not everything.
I like a lot of dumb shit that you guys don't like, so you know, we know. We know what like they what? Are.
You know what we didn't talk about? You had a
I did have another thing. Do you want to keep going?
Was your
So
your half baked ideas that you may or may not ever
I'll never do
be able to do.
I don't know about you guys, but like I when I'm like very idle, like going to bed, you know, not doing anything.
Mind is racing.
When my mind stops for just enough for me to track onto something else that'll keep me occupied that isn't worrying,
mm-hmm.
I like to think about, you know, cars I might build or cars that I'm currently working on or that I've had sometimes. I just like to kind of explore those thoughts sometimes. And I was watching Grindhard Plumbing is building something that you might hate, but it's really cool if
I
you
do hate it.
You do. You looked at it. Yeah,
because Dave's helping him on. So
yeah, so they're building this mini crawler thing, and it started as this stupid Jeep that they just had fun with, and then they decided to build a frame, and it's a little small. Like I wouldn't build it. I think the way that they're building it, very small, like one seat, or it'll have two seats, but really it should be a one seater. But that got me thinking about like the mini boat things that people do, and some of those things, and I thought, you know, mini crawlers are kind of cool. Like that would be a fun a single seat crawler with like a samurai chassis. Or like a samurai body on a tube chassis would be pretty cool. Or even two seat in a samurai.
But that's a normal size.
Yeah. Vehicle. I mean it's normal, but I mean small. I mean like
it's
Toyota
axles. It's a small crawler, but it's still a normal size.
Sure.
So are we talking about like because Graham's six shooter, that's a single seat crawler.
I'm thinking
that's
like,
normal sized.
I'm thinking something between six shooter and samurai if you're looking at both of those vehicles. Something that could maybe be two seat, but it would maybe be narrowed to be one and a half, essentially, like a roomy one seat. Just something tube chassis, 40 inch tire or smaller, Toyota axles or smaller would be kind of fun, right? Mm-hmm. And when I did that thought, I was like, all right, that'd be cool. You could do like fabricated Toyota housings, so you keep it maybe lighter weight and you know, stronger, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
You do like a high pinion rear to keep all the ground clearance and it wouldn't have a bunch of power maybe and it'd be fine, all these things. And then I was like, God, what four-cylinder would you put in there? Because you maybe want to do a four-cylinder. I think the ATV engine in the Grindhard one is stupid. Thought about a Rotax, but weird options when you're thinking about like transmission and transfer case. So I was like, it's going to end up being like a Razor if you do that. Ecotec motors are, this. So I'm thinking that at like 1.5 scale, so pretty much normal size rig, but still small. Because when I think of like building a buggy, like an Ultra 4 style buggy, I think of kind of big and beefy and 500 horsepower. Like,
You have
thinking that at 75%. Yeah, not 1 ton axles is kind of like the key thing, and lighter weight, lower power. Okay. Anyways, I go down this rabbit hole forever, and I start thinking like, what 4-cylinder engine could you use that's relatively lightweight, easy to get, decent power, not stupid? So, you know, because I was like, well, you could do like a Volkswagen 2-liter or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know what you can put behind it, blah, blah, blah. Just going down these things. That one, by the way, I did explore for a second because same bell housing as a TDI, so you could put a W56 behind it and, you know, or whatever, a R151 or... Yeah, you could do Toyota drivetrain behind it really easily.
Yeah.
So, or you could just use a Toyota motor at that point. But
I was going to say, I already know my answer to this question, but yeah.
Well, what I basically did was I want to put a K-Series in something. K-Swap would be perfect. It's a ton of power. Yeah, it's a ton of power for what it is. It's lightweight. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get. They're pretty cheap still. There's a million different options for configurations. But then what transmission are you going to put it behind it again? So I just on a whim Googled K20 to 4L60. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
There is an adapter to mate a 4L60 or any GM bolt pattern or GM bell housing trans to a K20 or K24, either one K series engine. So that is just like unlimited. So in my head, it's K24, 4L60, Atlas, or a doubler of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of negates where you're going, because that starts getting heavy.
Yeah, but I mean, it is heavy, but
and
I think
it's
you
long.
Could. So
if you throw a 4L60 with either an Atlas or a 203-205 doubler, that's really fucking
a
long.
A doubler is going to be pretty
long. But it's
long,
not.
Yeah.
But is it any longer than putting a Toyota transmission and a dual?
I feel like the Toyota shit's way shorter.
I mean, so here's my use case. I replaced my transmission with a 4L60, and my engine sits in the same spot.
Yeah.
So it is the same length as my Toyota transmission, and my Toyota transmission is not anything bigger than what's in like a 4Runner. It's the same basic length. I mean, within some, you know, some measurement there. Yeah. So in my head, that is like the standard length. It would be long, but I wouldn't be running like in this thought process. It would also be light enough weight. It could be pretty far forward. So that might help too. So,
yeah. That's actually true, because you could really push it farther forward. So you have room for more length.
You know, in the tube chassis scenario, you can kind of put the engine where it makes sense, which is kind of cool too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And the radiator.
And then the body to me in this dream is an afterthought. It is like, can I build this in a way that it's small enough to do what I want it to do?
I thought you were going
to
go, the body is an EG hatch. Is
and then I can graft on an EG hatch. It'll look like that Subaru, but better.
So there you go. You built a car crawler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honda Pilot. That's the body.
Honda Pilot. There you go.
That's the body. No, I really thought size. Samurai. I basically thought you just do tube chassis and then cut up a Samurai to kind of fit it, sort of.
Yeah.
So you have a windshield and a hood.
What would you do, Colin?
I mean, I think the weird dream thoughts are like that I've had, like stuff like that might be more realistic.
Wait, are you saying
but
this
also,
is not realistic?
But also wouldn't be anything that like I probably would ever get to.
Sure.
Like I would love like a Range Rover Classic, but with the L322 4.2 supercharged.
Okay.
Like just as a, like, it's a dumb idea because it's all Range Rover shit.
Yeah.
And like, cause it's like, oh, well, it's so much easier to just put an LS and, you know, in it. And it's like, yes, it would be, but it would just have this kind of interesting vibe to have a Range Rover Classic with one of the best engines that the Range Rover ever got in the 4.2 supercharged. It's Range Rover in Range Rover. Like as you know, my thought processes are a lot like that. Like I like certain things to match when it comes to certain types of builds and things like that.
Yeah.
And then just have it be like, you know, kind of your overlandy type
build.
Pretty
tame.
It would be, you know, little, you know, sheep or wolf in sheep's clothing because it's 4.2 supercharged, you know, like it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is weirdly more, maybe easier to build than what I'm thinking about potentially.
Maybe
not.
Hard to say. I mean, adaptation wise, as far as transmission and whatnot, but
yeah, you'd probably end up with some sort of standalone system. Like that'd be the way to make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that and also, well, no, I guess that's not really super dreamy, but yeah, I think that's the main one. I mean, I kind of had the reverse of that idea that I never followed through with, which was the solid axles under an L322.
Oh, God.
But it's just like, I got some consultations on that, and it's, you know, unibody, yada, 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 would probably end up being kind of funky.
I would think it'd be pretty tall. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just no way to get it to hunker itself down on that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jesse?
Well, if we were just going with what 4-cylinder I would put in
Sean's little crawler,
Sean's
EG hatch crawler.
Oh, it 3RZ with a KO4 turbo on it, because it's super easy. It's low pressure or low PSI, so you get just a little bit of power out of it, and you can easily adapt any Toyota manual or automatic, if you really wanted to go that way. Those automatics are garbage, but easily put on a doubler on it and you've got the power, you got a weight ratio that's light and easy to deal with, parts that are plentiful. But if we're kind of talking like, what's my kind of dream crawler that I want to go do the Rubicon with? Like, where do I want to take my crawler? I don't know. I have this weird fucking thought. I keep wanting to get
it. These are the kinds of thoughts that we want. It's not the like, what's your dream rig? It's the weird thought.
The intrusive thought is, I want to get a first gen Montero cab. I don't want to throw it on the crawler.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
We've talked about that.
Oh, man. I want to fucking take it. I want to. I just need to chop it down 4 inches or move the axles in 4 inches, which are, however works out the best. Either if I chop the frame or move the axles in and the suspension in. It only takes 4 inches. And my tires would stick out the front just a hair. And my rear tires would stick out just a hair. And God, I love a first gen Montero so much. Four door, so good.
Yep.
God,
family, I mean, they're family crawler.
They're relatively cheap. It seems like that would be.
You can get non runners pretty cheap. Yeah.
That one that I had is still in the same spot it was in the last time I saw it. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. When the last time that I like actually laid hands on it, basically, still there.
Yeah,
it was nice.
The beauty of that is how short the front end is. So really, you could just center the rear and let the front hang out enough and just trim whatever little bit of the front that's the tire hangs out of the front as is. Like it would, it wouldn't be that noticeable.
Yeah, that's my intrusive thought. Yeah. I really want to do it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a good one.
Because then I could, the big thing that's forcing that idea is just, you know, two kids that, well, one of them really enjoys going out wheeling. I don't know if the second one will. She's only
other one
months.
Is unknown yet.
She's been out once. She fell asleep. That's a good sign.
I think that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to take those two out on the Rubicon, I think, would be a really cool thing for me. First gen Montero cab.
Like it.
On a Toyota frame with a Toyota motor. And then I could throw the KO4 turbo on that motor.
just on the turbo kick.
Well, I mean, I've got that GT17 you could have.
But what is that from?
Because, I'll take it. I forgot I said I would take that.
Or something like that?
Interesting.
I can't remember. I got it way back in the Volksrad days.
Oh, okay.
I got it from Casey.
Oh, okay.
And because I was going to try and do a blow through.
I remember that.
On that at some point. And then obviously things changed, but that is still just sitting in a box in my garage.
I'll throw it on the Toyota. I already have the extra thick head gasket, so we're good to go.